in the Holy Letter of the Rebbe, Volume 5, and we're doing letter number 1486, and this is Baruch Hashem dated the fourth day of Nisan Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And this the Rebbe is addressing to the great rabbi with titles over here, Moshe Sheyichya, and this is the Moshe Axelrod. Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 18th of Adar, in which you notify that your daughter, Chana, gave birth to a girl, and they called her Rivka. So I'm expressing my blessing for Mazel Tov, and may you raise her together with your husband for Torah Chuppah Maisim Tovim, with peace of mind, and physically and spiritually. And it's known from the Rebbe Rashab that our tradition is that even for a girl, we also say the Torah, even though some people question whether for a girl you say the Torah, but our meaning is the Torah Chuppah Maisim Tovim. And this is based on the saying of our sages, blessed memory, and brachos, that the benefit of the woman is in the study and in the learning and the waiting and the support that they provide for their husbands, and I guess for the children. And it is with pleasantness that I read in your letter about the setting of times for study in your synagogue in generally, and part of the classes are in Hasidus. And I'm surprised a little bit that you don't mention at all what are the shiurim and Hasidus, and at least Tanya during the weekdays. It's known, the saying of our sages, that should not be 3 days without Torah. So the same thing should be at least also with the teaching of Hasidus. Perhaps the Rebbe says maybe you just didn't write it, but you also learn during the week that you learn Hasidus, even though you don't mention anything. But for sure, from time to time, you make up a brengen in the shul, and for sure you do so on Shabbos Mevorchim, as it was the instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you are right. Your request to send the sichas of Shabbos Kodesh Mevorchim. But the Rebbe says, what could I do? I am overloaded with work even more. About all the preoccupations that rob my time. And notwithstanding all this, I put a lot of effort as much as possible. Here I'm attaching the Maimer of Yud-Shvat, the Sikha of Five Chanukah, that I looked over the copy in Loshon Kodesh just recently. I'm also giving you a copy from my the general letter with Pesach is coming, and please publicize it in a fitting way. It's a general idea. It's not only for Hasidim or for Anash, but for everybody. Blessing for a kosher and a happy Pesach and success in your holy service.